Hi guys, welcome back to episode 4. We're going to be talking about red flags in friendships and relationships. Sam's sitting next to me and I have stage fright. Anyway, so Sam's going to be the guest speaker today.
Hi everyone.
And her name is Samantha Gower, by the way. This is the best friend that I refer to all the time, so we're going to have some juicy conversations. I can't fucking do this.
You can't fucking
do
your podcast.
I'm going to, I don't care. I'm not going to talk about my week because it's not that important.
She's been doing lots of driving. That's what she was going to say, but...
Yeah, and I'm about to do some more. Anyway, I think we're going to get into it. So... what is a red flag? And we're looking it up on Google because I do not have the brain capacity to explain it myself right now.
This is a great definition by Dr. Wendy Walsh. She says, red flags are signs that the person probably can't have a healthy relationship and proceeding down the road together would be emotionally dangerous.
Okay. And... you know, you see these in friendships and relationships mostly. That's what we're gonna talk about. What do you consider a red flag in friendships?
Well, I would just say, like, gaslighting is a main one. We hate friends that gaslight. We don't like it. They're cunts. And and just, like, manipulating and lying and, like, cheating.
Yeah, I think that's a massive thing. I've had a lot of friendships where they've manipulated and gaslighted and they probably don't even know that because they're just fucked in the head.
Really self-absorbed and can't, like, see they're doing that, which is, like, it's so draining to be in friendships like that. And
I think we've been in a lot of them as well. We used to have a lot of three-way friendships, like a little group of three people. Yeah, it didn't really work out in any of them.
They've really just, like, picked themselves off, like, taking the trash out. Not saying that they're trash. They're all very nice girls, but it just has not really... none of them have really stuck just for, like, many different reasons. Just, I think, just honestly clash of personalities, because when we're together, we're, like, really similar and it gets along. But when there's three of us, it's just fucking chaos. There's, like, absolutely,
I reckon,
chaos.
I used to be jealous a lot. I used to get really mad. I don't know why. I think this is probably the first time I've told you this too.
It's because you love me. I know that you're jealous.
Yeah, but not, I don't know. Yeah, I just used to get jealous. Anyway, not that any of these, like, a few of the past months, our most, you know, recent friendship, I think, was
probably the best.
Yeah.
And no offense to the other girls, but... she's such a
sweetheart. You know, we don't really talk anymore, but, like, people move on and stuff, and it's not the worst thing in the world, and, you know, what's meant to be... no, I don't believe in that shit, actually.
Excuse me, Donna the Psychic says that what's meant to be will
be... yeah, and Donna also said that you should stay away from drama, yet she's the most dramatic fucking person in this entire world. Am I the drama? I don't think I'm the drama.
I am the drama.
Do you want to talk about girl code?
Yes, girl code is so important, honestly. You have to really, and it's different for every friendship, you really have to establish what you consider... stop. You really have to consider what your girl code in your friendship is. Because obviously there's, like, the usuals, like, you know, don't date your... friends, exes, and, like, you know, brothers and stuff. That's, like, the you know, those are the main ones that come to mind for, like, probably every friendship. But you've really got to... you've really got to... none of this is a stab at anyone, honestly. I just have to put that out there. I'm not trying to have a stab at anyone about anything. We just can't be serious together.
And we're very honest, I think. We're not going to talk about some things because we can't.
Because we'd get bashed in an alleyway. But other things are full swing, so...
okay. We're going to go into red flags in romantic relationships. And Sam's going to kick that one off again.
Well, I'm, like, the perpetually single person, so I don't really have much dating experience, but honestly...
Can we talk about boys, though?
Like, yes, we can talk younger. About boys, 100%. Honestly, red flag number one, if they're younger than you, it's... You're going to be on different wavelengths, especially if you're, like, in different parts of your life, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really that big of a deal anymore because we're, like, all out of school, but, like, when you're, like, trying to date someone that's younger than you.
Yeah.
And, honestly, don't do it.
And if you, you know, can't... If you can't say you love someone back once they've told you, then that's a massive fucking red flag. And you should probably, you know, listen to that and get out of it before you waste someone else's time.
Yeah, you really need to take a step back and, like, really think about what you want out of a relationship and what you want from, like, the other person and what you're willing to give to it as well, so that you're, like, on the same wavelength. Another red flag in relationship is... excuses. We fucking hate excuses, and I'm the worst person for giving excuses. I'm so bad for it, so I apologize to all the boys out there that I've said that I don't want to do stuff.
Okay, but what about the boys that told you?
Excuses like distance is the worst one. I hate when people say that, because it's like, shut the fuck up, like, just shush. Like, it's always like, oh, I can't do that. We're too far away. Like, we live too far away. Honestly, if you have to fly there, probably too far. If you can drive without filling up your car, it's not too far. Like, and I think if someone's going to, like, willing to put in the effort to drive or, like, to go the distance, then...
Green flag.
Yeah, honestly.
Red light, green light. Yeah. I think if they're... gonna say that, then there's definitely no point putting your energy and time into, you know, overthinking it and dwelling on it.
You just gotta think about all the bad things about them, like if they're really dumb or like they're ugly. Just, you gotta think about all those things and just like, just think about them and just be like, it's not worth it, when really, because that'll help you get over them.
Find the worst possible thing.
Yeah, find the worst thing and then give yourself the ick so that you can move on.
Oh my god, I'm going against all my fucking grain right now.
Maria hates it.
No. Oh, this is really hard to talk about. I'm gonna say something first. Red flags to those girls that heard about their boyfriends
being pedophiles and living with them. Like, honestly, back to the age thing, obviously red flag if they're, like, younger than you, because you're going to be, like, on different wavelengths. But red flag if they're older than you, like, really older than you. Like, a couple of years, no big deal. Like, 5 max, probably. Especially while you're in school. Like,
especially when you're 11 and...
Like, if you 25. Are younger and you're, like... in high school and older guys who have been out of high school for ages are like into you, that's not because you're like sexy, fun, cool and quirky. It's because they like little girls. Like, it's not, people, especially me, I was so bad for it, but I used to think that everyone liked me because I was like pretty and had big tits. I'm not saying that I'm pretty, but like, yeah, that's yes, what I used is. To think.
She was.
And
she is.
But, like, that's what I used to think. I used to think that guys wanted to sleep with me because I was pretty and mature for my age and, like, had big boobs. But really, it's just because they liked little girls. Like, who the fuck, who in their right mind, like, tries to fuck someone who's 13 when they're, like, 22?
Yeah, and a lot of them.
And we have so much of that in our town. Actually everywhere. It's so bad. Everywhere.
A lot. Like, just the, what? If you think that your guy, like the person you've been with for, I don't know, since they were like 20, maybe a lot of them were 20. If you think they, you know, were interested in younger girls or had like a thing with someone younger than them, they definitely did. Because
also, we absolutely boycott the girls that like blame younger girls for like wanting to sleep with their boyfriends.
Oh yeah, slut shaming in my last episode. This is
this is me.
Fucking everyone, shout out to you, bitches. Everyone that thought I was get it straight.
Everyone absolutely thought I was like a whore, but like I really wasn't. Right,
just trying to stop me from calling everything. She's got mad.
Yeah, everyone used to think that I was like an absolute whore, and they used to make up all these things about me. When really, I was not. I was a child. Like, yeah. And I didn't sleep with anyone till I was like well and truly over 16.
And it wasn't even in this country. Can we just say that?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yeah, we can say that.
Oh, today. What's today?
Oh, today marks 3 years since I lost my virginity. Go me.
It's kind of embarrassing for you girls that I thought she...
Yeah, it's actually embarrassing. And I had like mums like talking about me. Like I had like...
Yeah, like they like should have been talking to the cops about the fucking guys.
Like full adults thinking that I was like having sex with the whole town.
And that like, includes both of us. Like we could,
lots of like the little threesomes that we've been in have been like, all of us have been like targeted. Well, no, I'm not going to say targeted because like that makes
sense. We're victimized.
But like we've been in like threesome friendships that have been like, even the other person has been.
Yeah.
Like hit on and tried to like.
Like nearly every one of our friends have been. Had some sort of experience with someone
that with an older man.
Oh, we're not gonna go.
And like, not even older boys, like men,
like grown ass men. I mean, I wouldn't say they were actually, yeah,
and beer guts, like
and beards, what the fuck? And fucking problems. You know, not all of them were like, yeah. I guess you can't really say like they weren't bad people, but their intentions were definitely.
Yeah, I wouldn't say any of them are like, I wouldn't be like, oh, you know, like creepy predators or anything like that. Because lots of them are like, especially living in small country town, it's like lots of them are like friends of families or like friends of friends. And it's so weird.
Yeah, you can't really, I don't know. It's just moving on from our younger selves.
Our
fucking shit we used to get up to. Not even kidding, no, let's go back into it just for 5 seconds. We used to get drunk with like 20 plus year olds, right? Sorry to the old parents for this.
We used to get into so much like honestly, I cannot believe how lucky we are. Like
we could have died that many times or have been
in the worst situations. Like when you think about it, we could be like in someone's like backyard, like buried under their garden right now. Like it's so stressful to think about.
And like just walking home. Like, we used to walk home in the middle of the night or in the morning, and they were, you know, some people would
some
be
swords
out
that's yeah for sure.
And we had to and don't even, if someone's listening to this and going like, oh, why the fuck are you out? You've probably done
so
it
dumb.
We've done it. Everyone else, you know, I guess, who had some spirit when they were younger.
Not Josh, though. What?
Oh, wait, what? Anyway,
moving on.
I guess I could say something about red flags in relationships. The last person I dated was a lot older than me. Probably have already said that in my previous...
It was a huge red flag.
It was a massive red flag. No offense to him.
Also, red flags in relationships when you break up with someone and then the guy tries to hit up your friend.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
That has happened so much. I think it's a small town thing, but that's happened so much. Even with not just recently.
Yeah.
But way back when we were like 13 and 14 and stuff.
Can you repeat that again? I don't know if they heard you because that was like losing their shit. Wait, what was it? Say it.
I think they can hear it, but when they when guys like hit up your best friends and stuff after you've like broken up,
yeah, and pretty recently, and pretty, it's very absurd how they go about it. It's very kind of disgusting.
It's so weird. It's like, sorry, I don't know why you'd ever think that I'd want to fuck you after you fucked her. Yuck. but I wanted to do that, I'd just fuck her.
We don't like sloppy seconds.
We could literally, yeah, like, you know, like, if, oh, Uber Eats is here.
Shit. Also, when they tell you they love you and then they don't show it or feel it, or like, and you don't feel it, massive red flag. Or if they like compliment you and then they go, oh, don't overthink about all this stuff that they compliment you on. Pretty much like, oh, that's not really the best way to explain it, but they compliment you on things and then they use that thing that they complimented you on as an excuse for you, like, fuck. Like, when someone compliments you on something and then they use what they compliment you on as a bad thing to your personality or to the situation.
Think Ross and Rachel with that list that Ross made about, like, all the bad things that...
Do you think I fucking watch Ross and Rachel?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to, to the audience.
Oh. Sorry. You go. I'm going to pick my belly hairs.
Don't put that on there.
No, go.
Yeah, like, in Friends, if you've watched it, this is the best example I can think of. When Ross makes that big list of, like, pros and cons about Rachel, but he'd, you know, like, been talking about all these things and he'd always, like, told her how, like, nice they were and all of that, but then he's using them, like, as cons not to be with her.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, classic fucking, I don't even know what you would call that. That, yeah, red flag. Big old red flag for that one. What else? Instincts, I guess you could say.
Yeah, trust your gut. Always trust your gut. Your gut is always right in every situation.
Yeah, I definitely didn't do that for a lot of my life. Just saying, probably.
And listen to your fucking friends. Oh my God. This is a dig at you. Listen to you, and this is a dig at some other people as well, but listen to your fucking friends. Your friends are always right. They're not in the relationship. They're not, like, clouded by judgment and love. So they're that third party. They're the mediator in the situation. Like, they can see what's going on. They can see how it works and see that they're treating you wrong. And listen to them. Don't just be like, oh, you're just jealous of my relationship and shit like that. I'm not saying that's not a dig at you. That's not a dig at you. But don't just be like, oh, you know, they're just trying to start shit. They're just trying to, you know, like, if your friends tell you that your boyfriend's cheating, it's not usually because they're jealous of the of you and your boyfriend.
It's because your boyfriend's it's because your boyfriend's
fucking cheating. Like, no one in their right mind, unless they're, like, crazy, would, like, unless they're, like, in love with you, they're not going to try and break up your relationship.
Oh my God, we have so much evidence of people, of people's boyfriends cheating on them.
So many receipts. I got receipts all the time. I have.
Oh, well, there's one recently.
Recently. Birthday
not,
vibes.
Not like full cheating, not like sleeping or anything, just
well, it might as well have been. Vibe. Like, yeah. If I was, if I was down, I would have done the walk of shame past his mum. Like, yeah.
And then gross. His mum would probably have to deal with that and be like, you better tell your girlfriend. And now, anyway.
Yeah. We have receipts for everything. So, like, if you ever.
And there's people that. No, we can't even.
If you ever try to, like, honestly. If you ever try to fuck us over, we've got receipts on every situation. Especially me. Got receipts of all the hookups.
Yeah, and there's not much we can, like... There's nothing... I don't think we ever... Like, some people don't like telling other people, like, I guess the girls, that their boyfriends are cheating.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's a big
one. I don't think I've actually ever been in a situation where I think it was just, like...
Oh my God.
A weird phase of their relationship, so I couldn't really do anything because they technically weren't dating or anything. Or they already knew or something.
No, but you've been the girl, like, that got messaged. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. So mad about that.
But kudos to her for messaging you, though.
Yeah.
I mean, girl code. At the time, it was not kudos to her, but, like...
Still.
Absolute kudos to her. Also, red flags in friendships is if girls... But, like, if a boyfriend cheats on a girl and then they blame the girl that he cheated on.
Oh, my God. That's such a red flag. That's like, so dumb. That's a red flag in yourself. Like,
yeah, that's a personal flaw. Like,
fucking hell. Like, it's, ugh, I can't even get into that. And there's a girl that we know who, I'm not sure if you know who I'm talking about, but she, so many people have told her that her boyfriend was cheating on her and they're still together. And she denied it the entire time. Like, she wouldn't, like, believe anyone. Yeah.
We just have to do, like, a look and we know exactly what we're talking about.
And no one would, you know, she wouldn't believe anyone. And yet, you know, so many people have told her. And I think even you could tell her. Was it you or someone we know that he reached out to?
Yeah.
In a very inappropriate way.
Yeah, that was me. And a lot of other people. I feel so, like, obviously, the second that anything, like, showed signs of him trying to, like, hit me up, I deleted him. Like, I was like, fuck this, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
But I just was like, oh, can people leave me alone? Like, fuck off and cheat with someone else. I don't want to be the person anymore. I'm sick of people, like, trying to hit me up. Like, if you're not happy in your relationship, just leave me alone.
Honestly, just get out of your fucking relationship, dumb cunt. Like, fucking hell, bro.
I'm honestly over it. Like,
just, if you're cheating on someone, can I just say, why bother? Why, like, go through all these measures to protect yourself in a relationship if you're gonna cheat on someone? Like, you may as well just break up them and be so much easier.
Yeah, like,
exactly. You don't have any reason to tell this, like, protect yourself anymore. Like, you're a single Pringle, fucking do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like, fucking... Okay, and now we're going to talk about red flags when dating, or, like, in dating experiences, or just general... Yeah, let's just go dating. Am I going first?
You can go first, because you're, like, in charge. This is okay. Your area.
Fucking... Booty calls, or... I guess you could say when they only want to see you at night, massive red flag, because they only want to have sex with you.
Unless probably. You're, like, into that, like, unless that's your...
Yeah, if it's... If
you're comfortable with it, then who cares? Like, if you don't have feelings for them.
Yeah. It's like, fine if it's reciprocated, I guess.
Yeah, but if you're,
But if you're into them, like I was.
And they...
And they only want to see you at night, and they don't really want to, like, have a bar of you, like, every night or every day, I guess.
Yeah.
Big red flag.
Yeah, definitely.
And that, oh, yeah. And even, like, them getting you to do things for them, but they would never return the favour.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. My
God. Do you remember all the things I used to do for that guy? For the most recent.
Yeah.
Ex. Yeah, I used to do a lot of things, and I would always be like, why doesn't he do the same thing for me?
It's like, stupid bitch, because he doesn't like you like that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't fucking care less anymore. But, yeah, it was definitely not worth it. And also words versus actions.
Oh, that's a big thing. Honestly, like, I hate... Don't even get me started. Hate the people that are like, you know, they say all this stuff and they like talk it up and they're always so nice to you and like they act like they want to marry you and stuff like that. And some people even like say shit like that and then like the words don't match their actions. And so you're just left hanging, like thinking you have like no idea what's going on. It's the most confusing thing.
Yeah, it's like a cliffhanger, like watching an episode. It's like really good ending and then they cut it before something happens and then you have to watch it again. Like you have to wait for the next episode or you watch the episode straight away. It's like you get addicted to them almost, what's the word? For their like approval, is that the word? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's just like, especially if they're like saying things like really like nice, meaningful things, like basically like telling you that they love you in not so many words and then like not even like taking the effort out of their day to like come see you or like ask you things
or text you back and then be like, I don't like texting. No, this was the thing. This guy used to be like, oh, I just don't like texting, but then he'll, like, when he's, you know, feels like it, he'll actually have a conversation, but it'll be a conversation to get me either to, like, go over to his house or talk about, you know, sexual things.
Oh.
And then, obviously, like, there was nothing else kind of in the same vicinity of that. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, and then going on actual dates, like, literal dates where you go out, or, like, a picnic or fucking go into a restaurant.
Yeah, men pub. That plan dates are so attractive. Like, biggest turn on when they actually... Sorry, Mum. When they actually put effort in to, like, have a date, to plan something.
Yeah.
Like, one of our friends went out for a date with this guy, and he, like, planned this whole picnic and all that, and, like, didn't work out. But, like, oh. What an actual move. How smooth is that to just, like, plan a whole evening, a whole picnic, and yeah. do it all and not even have to worry about, like, them not worry about anything, and they've just planned this whole...
You'd hope it'd be good, though, because if it was shit, it would be
yeah,
so
yeah, sometimes
bad.
It's really awkward, but
I would the love that. The effort is seen, like, you yeah, see what they, definitely. You know. And maybe even red flags is when they stop trying to,
yeah.
you know, I guess, please, like, stop putting the effort into things.
Like, they've got you, they don't need to put effort into
yeah,
keep
and
you.
That's what donkey, you know.
The last one was like,
he would just stop, like, he put all this effort into
trying
to get me.
Chase,
yeah, and then as soon as I gave in, like, as soon as I was like, yeah, this guy's cool, why not? And then it's just like zero effort. And then I was being chased. And you know what? He even told me that he likes to chase people. Like, he likes to be the one chasing.
God, we love a good chase, though, don't we?
It's addictive, yeah. It's fucked.
Love a good chase.
I don't know how you keep that going in a relationship, though. I guess that's a red flag. Like, I think yeah. that's where you know that it's probably not going
to
survive.
They have to put in the same amount of effort to chase as they do once they've got you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that's how, like, same amount of effort to chase as it is to keep. And I think people don't realise how much effort it takes to, like, keep a relationship.
Mm.
Me, example number one.
Like, classic example, Smith Gale.
Yeah. But, like, it takes a lot of effort to make it work and a lot of effort to keep it new and fresh and exciting and all of that. That's why people hit, like, the rut.
When they get
out of the
honeymoon
phase,
place.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? I don't know. I'm not really going to go.
Yeah, we're
not going
to talk about that on the podcast. I know exactly what you're going to say. I know exactly what you were going to talk about.
Oh, what about love versus lust? Which is another thing of, like, I guess, an example of booty calling, and, you know, if they tell you they love you, but they only really, you know, engage in conversation and relationship things at night, or they just, like, booty call you in the middle of,
yeah, you need,
or they only
to...
want you to have sex with them. That's
yeah, you need to, like, really take a step back and use some, like, critical thinking to, like, suss that out, especially when there's, like, not a solid line between it. Like, obviously, like, you guys, it's clear,
Liam and I,
yeah it's love and not just, like, lust.
Yeah.
But sometimes that line is so blurry about whether they actually like you or whether they just want, like, sexual favours from you and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so...
confusing.
Yeah, you really got to take a step back and,
that's,
like,
probably, yeah.
Like, have a real good
listen
look at it.
Listen to your friends.
Yeah, listen to your friends.
Only
put shit into the universe that you want to happen, because, like...
manifesting.
Yeah, we're just going to have a quick interlude of manifesting. Only put shit, like, recently the universe has been listening, and I put some, like, nasty things out into the universe, and it listened, and it was not good. It was not a fan of it. So just really put, especially the love and lust thing just reminds me of that.
Okay, but stop
just,
the
no. Just remember that whatever you put into the universe, what you want, you will attract. Like, it's honestly
Yeah, I think
a real thing.
I always think karma's like, I'm not really into believing like what's meant to be, and I just think that shit happens, and you know, there's consequences, and you know, I don't know, shit just happens. But like karma, I feel like I went through that whole like phase of absolutely feeling like shit because of someone else, and then I get like this beautiful relationship that I have now.
Yeah, karma will hit you, like, honestly, if you're
like a fucking truck.
If you're breaking up with someone and like they were like a complete asshole and everything like that, like karma will come to them.
Yeah, maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he wanted a fucking truck to him because he fucking did so much weird shit after, like, message you.
Yeah, that was his karma. His karma was me telling him no.
He's probably had a fucking, yeah, something else happened to him since then. But, yeah, I think karma's definitely, I don't know. I guess you could say it's just consequence.
Yeah, and you just don't need to worry about, like, getting revenge and getting back at people and making them jealous and stuff because, like, their karma will come. Everything that goes around comes around.
Yeah.
Spoken by the wise words of Justin Timberlake. Like,
oh my god. And what was I gonna say? And if you're on a date, who do you think should pay the bill, or should they split the bill?
Like, what do you think? Honestly, I'm a fan of when they pay the bill, not gonna lie, but I'm a fan of all free things. So it does add up. But I don't mind paying for all of it. I actually feel good paying.
Yeah.
When I go out for lunch with people. Obviously, depending on, like, how my money situation's going.
Yeah, that's definitely when I'm, like...
But I'm definitely, like, a big advocate of, like, providing the option. You know what I mean? I hate people that go to dates and they just, like, expect things. Like, expect it to be paid. And especially... I hate when men expect that, like... You know, they'll pay for your dinner and then you'll fuck them.
Yeah.
And it's like, just because you paid for free food and you had a nice conversation doesn't mean your partner that you're with owes you anything.
Like, anything. If you... Yeah, I don't really have any experiences like that. Do you? I don't think I do. Like, I can't actually speak for myself for that. Can I? I don't know. I've got one. Like, when older guys or, like, older people used to buy us drinks, when we used to, you know, scab off, like, we used to give them money to go buy us drinks, and then they'd
want interest, me to sleep
like,
with them.
Like, we would be of interest to them. Like, we owed them something.
It was always me, because you're, like, perpetually in a relationship.
Yeah.
So, like, it was always me. I was always, like, the one that they were like, okay, now... You know, now that I've bought you drinks, like, and it was like, get fucked, I'll give you money.
Like, we gave him money most of the time, I think.
Yeah, we did, but it was like...
We kind of used that to our advantage, probably.
Oh, well. I 100% did. You know what? If you've got it, flaunt it. Like...
Yeah.
I was just like... Like, it wasn't like, oh, yeah, you know, buy me this and I'll, you know, do this.
Yeah.
But it was like they thought that, and I wasn't going to tell them that that's not the case.
Okay, well, that's all we have time for, unfortunately, because Samantha has to leave.
Go home. Also, disclaimer to anyone, we're not talking shit about specific people.
We definitely are. But
no, there's a few in there, but...
It's a generalised conversation, I think, that most people should either need to hear or...
Yeah, and I'm sorry about talking about sex, Mum.
Sorry, Mum. Sorry to all the mums that probably do listen to this.
Sorry to all the people that know me.
I'm not, actually. It's kind of funny. And they're going to use things against me, but it's fine because I've accepted it.
I
could laugh at everything that I could say on this.
I don't have anything to, like, hide anymore. Like, everyone knows everything anyway. And honestly, half the shit that people made up about me was, like, worse than what I've... It ever is done. Worse than what I've ever done.
100%.
So it's just, like, people already think all these bad things about me. So, like, why not live my life?
Jokes
it's
not on like you, sisters.
And it's not like I've got a very interesting life at the moment. I just, like, do uni and stay home. And, like, occasionally get drunk.
Well, we can't really do much in this day and age, but...
Yeah, so what are they going to do?
We have more things... Yeah, exactly. But I'm sure that we'll come to some more adventures, stories.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And, yeah, tell me if you want to listen to more gossip stuff. I don't fucking know. See ya.